to America and to Istanbul at special prices. Book your ticket until December 15th for flights between September 15th and December 15th. For details, please visit TurkishAirlines.com. Turkish Airlines.
We believe in Zambia's growth. We believe in families like the Skortas. Up at sunrise, ready to face each day. We believe in Mugabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
It is 18:01, time for your news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. President Hichilema urges public officials to serve citizens with humility. Constitutional lawyer seeks a reversal of judges' removal by President Hichilema. And in global news, Trump says election results not good for Republicans after Mamdani wins New York mayoral race. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on public office holders to prioritize the needs of citizens and avoid arrogance in the execution of their duties. Speaking during a swearing-in ceremony at State House this afternoon, President Hichilema said public service must focus on delivering results for the people rather than serving individual interests. Those sworn in include Professor Ephraim Mwishimfwa as Permanent Secretary for Energy, Lakson Kazabu as Chairperson of the Local Government Service Commission, and Fred Habamba and Charity Munganga as Deputy Inspectors General of Police responsible for operations and administration, respectively. President Hichilema has urged the new appointees to dedicate themselves to long hours of hard work and help transform the civil service by demonstrating efficiency.
I say this often and often. The behavior of serving 17 hours is time to know for where to go down, where it's needed. You must know the job. And I also say to you, this is a time to accept that serving your country. Citizens can do responsibilities beyond the private, beyond the roles of the system. Eyes of the public are on you, they are on all of us. Let us set the public the best of our ability, forcing us to do it. And remind ourselves sometimes that I'm here to serve the people.
And speaking after he was sworn in, Professor Mwishimfwa has pledged to focus on addressing the country's energy challenges through the implementation of existing strategic plans.
Energy is a big issue right now, but already there are a lot of reforms that government has started putting in place. And just a peek through the strategic plan for the minister, you see that it actually prioritizes those same issues of petroleum have power, and also it focuses on distribution, production and distribution, and of course for renewable issues, which obviously opens up us to a lot of risks when it comes to climate change and issues like that. So the strategy in there, in the strategic plan, is obviously to push more projects into renewable areas like solar.
And Mr. Kazabu has cautioned local authorities mismanaging or underutilizing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to act responsibly or face legal consequences.
Those that have been enjoying dubiously the Constituency Development Fund at the local level, the honeymoon is over. We will deal with such a situation, and in so doing, we will be guided by the principles of substantive and procedural fairness. In short, I'm saying, indiscipline in any form will not be tolerated. Do not clap for those that want to do things that are meaningful to themselves. I'm aware, and I follow national issues, and I do know that there are local authorities that have not been utilizing the Constituency Development Fund properly.
Constitutional lawyer Tresford Charlie had submitted before the Constitutional Court that the removal of three judges, Annie Study, Mugeni Mulenga and Palan Mulonda, in October 2024 by President Hagainde Hichilema, was unconstitutional and must be quashed to ensure the Constitution is protected. In the submission during proceedings at the Constitutional Court in Lusaka, Mr. Charlie has challenged the legality of the Judicial Complaints Commission, JCC's report dated 20 October 2024, which approved the removal of the three judges, arguing that the commission is not a court. He told the court that the JCC acted without proper qualification of its members, pointing to two named commissioners who, he said, had never held a high judicial office and therefore could not lawfully sit on a body that now recommends removal of judges. He further submitted that the JCC replaced a tribunal historically composed only of judges, and that the inclusion of non-judicial members meant the panel lacked a lawful quorum and rendered its findings and recommendations now void. Mr. Charlie has asked the Concord to quash the JCC report and to set aside the President's decision to remove the three judges, saying such an order will uphold the supremacy of the Constitution, protect the independence, security and integrity of the judiciary. Judgment has been scheduled for December 10th, 2025. The Centre for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has backed President Hakainde Hichilema's decision to attend the inauguration ceremony of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan, describing it as being in Zambia's strategic, diplomatic and economic interest. CTPD Executive Director Isaac Moipopo says that Zambia's participation in the event aligns with the nation's long-standing bilateral relationship with Tanzania, which is grounded in political solidarity, economic partnership and geographic interdependence. Mr. Moipopo notes that a significant portion of Zambia's imports, including fuel, machinery, food products and manufactured goods flows through Tanzania, while several key regional projects such as the Tazama Pipeline and the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, TAZARA, and the proposed power interconnector further underscore the need for continued collaboration between the two countries. He has cautioned that any deterioration in Tanzania's peace or diplomatic relations could disrupt livelihoods and business continuity for thousands of Zambians who depend on stable trade between the two nations.
It would also be important to remind ourselves that Tanzania is a sovereign country, and by that it has its own internal mechanisms, laws and systems that can assist to resolve challenges. It's not the first country to experience such a challenge, and it's not to say that all that transpired is to be supported, but it might need to be given a chance, space, to use its internal systems to resolve some of the challenges that have emerged as a result of the just ended elections.